Season 7 was a pivotal one for Lenny James's Morgan. After the detonation of a nuclear device, the survivors of Fear the Walking Dead had to go into hiding to avoid the fallout. This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Morgan and Grace, played by Karen David, literally lived in an abandoned submarine, trying to shield themselves and the baby they are trying to raise. Let's go back to Season 7 with Lenny James and Karen David. They talk about preparing for Season number 7.
When we prepare for any season, I mean, we've both been at this long enough now that what we try to do, particularly with the particular storyline that happens between Morgan and Grace at the start of this season, is to do it justice and to take both what we wanted to add to the scripts and what the scripts were encouraging us to do to the most realistic and logical kind of sense in a post-apocalyptic world. What does it mean to lose a child? What does it mean to, what are the, you know, to have a child in not just one apocalypse, but in a double apocalypse has to be the biggest gamble on hope and a positive sense of what the future might be, and to have that taken away, what real effect would it have on people regardless of the apocalypse? And we had to try our best to do justice to how a mother might feel about that, and how a father, however much removed in Morgan's case, but he's still connected because it was his dream to father that child. It was his dream to be husband to Grace and father to Athena, and that, you know, and he has a loss and what that loss looks like and feels like, but how he also supports Grace. So I think for me anyways, and I believe so for Karen, that what we tried to do was be honest about it.
This was an opportunity for me to explore a different side of Grace, which is, you know, Grace as we know her is this very methodical, factual, kind of pragmatic being. So to see her go on this emotional journey with losing her baby and going through postpartum depression, there was a lot of research that I spent months during the pandemic going back into season 6. We had that break. So I had a lot of time to really dig deep and to go on different forums and organizations that provided support for mothers and fathers that were going through infancy loss. And just to hear the stories from these very brave and courageous families who were willing to share their experiences, for me was so important to infuse into Grace's and Morgan's storyline. So it was deeply humbling, and as an actor, it was really, for lack of a better word, exciting to delve into, especially for Grace.
More with Karen David and also Lenny James in a moment. The most fun and the most critical for their characters.
I will say this, I think watching Lenny do his fight scenes is an absolute joy to watch, because I know, Lenny, how much you love doing those fight scenes, and he does them so well. And just even watching him practice with an amazing stunt team, you know, some of those fun bits, they've been great. And certainly in 6 hours, 702, you had some some kick-ass moments then.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I mean, it's on one level, it's an impossible question for me to answer, because Morgan has been on such a ride as a character. He's had so many different incarnations and so many different encounters, and come across, you know, the moments of joy and the moments of fun are different and varied and are at different times. I remember sitting on a log in a wood with Melissa, and after we were kind of doing a scene, and just thinking, I don't know that there's anywhere else I'd rather be at this particular moment in time and doing anything else. And that was a huge amount of fun. I mean, even on when we were shooting on 702, you know, the giggles that, you know, me and Karen were having at the how crazy that episode was, and the and watching the two other actors who were in that with us kind of navigate their way around the characters, and they were coming at it new, and just watching how much they gave and how much they kind of contributed, it was a huge amount of fun. And you know, a lot of the things that I enjoy are things that you know, the audience to a certain extent are never going to see, because they're hanging out with what was a fantastic crew on The Walking Dead and hanging out with what is a fantastic crew on Fear the Walking Dead. And it's just good people, and seeing, you know, their baby photos, or, you know, their, you know, one of our firsts, his son was in a big water polo competition the other day, and the whole set was hanging out just trying to figure out and get the bulletins coming back from California about how well or badly his team were doing. And it's moments like that where you just kind of go, I'm in the right place doing the right thing.
Yeah. I think just knowing how epic and how huge this season is for us, knowing how passionate each and every person that's involved, it takes a village to create what we've created. And I always say this time and again, I'm just in complete awe of what everyone contributes. That certainly resonated in that moment when I was climbing off of the submarine and taking in this new radiated world for the very first time. And just seeing Michael Satrazimus at the helm, and the smoke bombs going off and the huge fan machines, and just taking in the enormity of it and what our incredible set department have created. Because we were shooting during the spring where everything is green and lush. And here we are having to create these amazing sepia toned through special effects and practical use too of creating this new reality. I just couldn't believe, you know, I was like, I was so giddy inside, because it is like being on this epic movie film set. And we are telling 16 mini movies throughout this season and delving deeper into each of our characters, which has been so exciting.
Guys, starting with Karen first, from your perspective, kind of talk about the bond between Morgan and also Grace.
Both of these two souls, unbeknownst to them at first, when they first meet, they have so much in common. They're unified, obviously, in their painful pasts. But they have so much in common in the sense that they put themselves last. They always put everyone else first. They care so deeply for the well-being of others, and together the choices that they make, you know, you have pragmatic Grace versus a very hopeful and optimistic, you know, natural born leader in Morgan. And to see the dynamic between the two and how they complement each other, even when at times they might butt heads, especially with Grace being more pragmatic and factual and led and not led by emotions. But to see the impact that Morgan has had on Grace in her emotional journey and encouraging her to open up and to find new purpose moving forward, allowing herself to live another day and to see another day. I think it's just so beautiful between the two of them, and certainly has played a profound impact on Grace and the decisions that she makes moving forward. So to see the relationship between the two, stressed, strained, slightly fractured at times, it kind of breaks my heart a little. But here are two resilient souls, whether they realize just how resilient or not they are is one thing, but to see them come together when it truly counts is so beautiful to play out. And you know, Lenny's pretty awesome to work with, so we have a lot of fun and we have a lot of giggles on set. I'm very grateful, because Lenny is that type of actor, just elevates the scene, brings out the best in you, and I'm just enjoying every moment that I have. I get to bug him a lot, which I find a lot of fun too. So,
you say, Lenny?
What do I say? She does get to bug me a lot. No, I think I am. When the guys first, when Andrew and Ian, our showrunners, first came to me and we were talking about the possibility of introducing a love story for Morgan, one of the things I kind of said to them, and we went back and forth over it in drafts of the script, was that Morgan falling in love, or even thinking about falling in love, is I've termed as being the scariest thing he has had to face since the apocalypse. That single act of, because it is potentially an act of betrayal against Jenny, his wife. It is about him. You know, up until that point, he is the man who lost his wife and son. That's how he has defined himself. That's how he moves forward. That's how he starts every day. That's how he ends every day, and he still wears his wedding ring. And that is in part the journey of Morgan. What he does because this happened to Jenny. What he does is he does because he couldn't pull the trigger on Jenny, and that cost him his son. And those are the two things that he kind of carried. So to open up to somebody else is massive for Morgan, and it was huge, and God bless them, the boys took that on board, and that's where we started this particular love story. And we got really lucky in getting an actress of Karen's abilities to be able to navigate that, because their love story hasn't been told in a very, even for our universe, hasn't been told in a kind of conventional kind of sense. It's been told in things that they do for each other, choices that they make for each other, risks that they take, or things that they accepted. I mean, you don't hear Morgan say, I love you, to Grace until they're about to put a bullet in their heads. I mean, that is, if that's not a kind of example of their love story, then I don't know what is. So it has been one of the things there's a lot of things in this universe that I'm proud of with Morgan, but one of the things I'm very, very proud of is the way that we've told this love story and the way that we'll tell this love story going forward.
It's a fascinating relationship. I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More with Lenny James and Karen David of Fear the Walking Dead, so stay tuned. The hazmat suits.
Where do we start?
I know. Between the fog and the lens, and
the first thing to say is that I think we've said it either when we're when the other show is filming in Georgia or Virginia, or when we're filming down here in Austin, is that most days, certainly this season, because of when we started, it's in the high 90s, feeling like it's in the hundreds, and there's anything from 80 to 100% humidity, and then we're under layers, and it is difficult, and it's something that we've had to adapt to. It's something that we've had to learn, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, each of us have different gas masks depending on where we get them from, and different types of costume that are covering parts of our body depending on where we were holed out. Which is a real testament to our wardrobe department for coming up with all of those different versions, and our prop department. So basically, we've had to adapt. I mean, Karen was saying it earlier, but it is very true. When both ourselves first put on the gas mask, the thing that we didn't realize is that in our particular gas mask, it was difficult to hear yourself speak. And because it was difficult to hear yourself speak, you shouted. Even when someone was standing right next to you, which made our sound department, particularly our sound mixer, almost made his ears bleed, because we are screaming stuff that normally you would whisper. So we kind of had to, we had to gauge it. So the early stages of it, when we started on 702, was really just kind of figuring it out as we went along. And then I have to say and thank our UPM Frank Hildebrand, who okayed it. They got us cooling shirts. So we have these shirts that go under our costumes that have tubes running along them that they pump cold water through, and you plug in between takes, and they have ones that you can carry on your way to set, and it's an utter game changer. And it made all the difference, because it just meant you weren't running back to a cooling tent or jumping into the ice truck, and you could hang around and almost act like it was normal. But it was a huge challenge, but like this season, it was a challenge that I think we rose to and we figured out.
Everything Lenny said, and then the most challenging for me was, like Lenny was saying, trying to create sometimes these intimate conversations, very serious conversations you're having with each other, and it's through a mask. And I was always worried that, am I physically emoting too much to try and, you know, add to the emotional weight of the scene too. It's such a fine balance. But yeah, we somehow got through it. I'd like to say that I loved being in the hazmat suit. But perhaps on a more positive light, as Lenny was saying, it kind of increased the sense of uncomfortability, to say the least. The intense misery of being in the suit in that kind of heat, but it just added to the reality of what our characters are going through. So I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm glad that it was that, because you definitely can't hide behind having to deal with all the elements.
No acting required.
No acting required. I remember, like, the side note was, I was looking at a pair of boots recently, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll just treat myself to this. And I thought, oh, maybe not. And Sheila was really funny. She said, Karen, our hair head of hair department, she said, Karen, do you remember in 702? Yes. Do you remember when you were tucked underneath the shelf, in between shelves in that very hot room at the gas station? Yes. And do you remember you were in your outfit for a very long time in between, you know, because we were filming the scene for about, I think, 15 minutes? I said, yes. And you remember you had a rat on your leg as well? And I said, yes. And she said, well, you should get the boots. Treat yourself. Get the boots. I will. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, they are excited for the fans to see this season.
I'm most excited for fans to see just how epic each and every episode is, from the cinematography to the sets that our team have created. Just taking in this double apocalypse, as Lenny said before, and the scope of it, I'm just so excited for fans to see, because this season is truly much darker.
Firstly, I'm looking forward to everyone seeing Coleman Domingo's costumes this season, because they are off the chart. I'm just saying that. Yeah. While everyone else is in a hazmat suit, he's not, right? And I directed two episodes this season, and I'm really looking forward to the fans seeing those.
From your character's perspective, kind of like your opinion on this, but what keeps them going in this world? I mean, it's just so overwhelming at times. You're just watching it. So what's it like from, what keeps them going and getting up every day?
Wow, what a good question. It's really weird, because I was talking to someone on set the other day, and we were having pretty much this conversation, and they were saying, I would have been done by now. I would have been out of here. I'm not sure. I think it was a particularly dark scene and in a dark atmosphere, and smoke bombs were going off, and we were painting the sky green, and walkers were kind of coming at us, and it was hot as hell, and it was just kind of going, is it worth it? Really? That this is your day, to have gone through all of that effort for this, is it, you know, I think for Morgan, it's that, it's kind of the flip side of survivor's guilt. It's kind of survivor's responsibility. He owes it to the people that he's lost to make it, to get through, to justify the journey that's behind him. And that's why he dares to love. That's why he dares to hope. And that's why he dares to take responsibility for a child.
Grace has existed. She's going into season seven. She's in a very dark place with her postpartum depression and having to deal with so much loss of self, loss of purpose, loss of identity. She's exhausted, and you know, she tried very much. You know, her idea of finding sanctuary and peace was to be in control of her ending, and for Morgan's, because she knew from before, back in season five, the repercussions of what radiation can do. And she saw even the father of her baby and what he went through. And she did not want to go through that again with Morgan or any of the people that she's grown to care about in the group. So she definitively wanted to check out at the end of season six. But once again, it's very much Morgan being this lifeline for Grace, you know, kind of pulling her out of the deep end, coming up for air, which is so difficult for her as she navigates literally from moment to moment. That's part of the stages of grief that she's going through. So her decisions are obviously dictated and guided by her pain, her immense source of pain. But thank goodness for Morgan and for baby Mo, and for the rest of the group who will try to help her step back into the light again and find her purpose again. But otherwise, yeah, she was ready to check out.
Well, 6 hours is an excellent episode, something to look forward to for the fans for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How would they survive the apocalypse? And what character would they like to be at their side to fight the walkers?
The minute the dead started walking, I would have been out of here. I would have been the one running down the road and screaming, "The dead are walking, the dead are walking," and running into a wall and killing myself. That's pretty much how I see it playing out. And as for which character I would want by my side, I don't know. There's kind of so many of them, really. Just because he's been on my mind a bit just recently, probably Herschel. Just because it, you know, it'd be a good night's kind of drinking whiskey, smoking cigars, if there's still any of those left.
All right. Oh, I'd be the same way. I would have waved my white flag, and that would be it. I don't think I could have. I'm in constant awe of what Grace and Morgan have to deal with, what everyone on the show, each of the characters have to go through and deal with. I don't know if I would be as strong. I might pull a Grace, well, what Grace tried to do in end of season six, and find new life in the afterlife, in the next realm. And character-wise, I mean, because it is an obvious choice, I'm so happy because I love Lenny dearly. So if I had to go through anything, I couldn't think of anyone better than Lenny. And he puts up with me, so he already has experience with that. So that would be good. And my constant, incessant babbling. I wish so much that my storylines could have had a little bit more time with wonderful Garrett Delahunt, Dory. Both Garrett and Dory, just amazing, and just would have loved to have had that experience and to have quite meaningful and heartfelt conversations sprinkled with a lot of humor and wisdom too. Would have been just so wonderful. Yeah, I'll never know. not in this
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate your time.
Cheers. Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
You too. Look for Fear the Walking Dead on AMC and AMC Plus. You are in control with Sci-Fi Talk Plus. You create your own playlist from over 1,000 podcast episodes, and there's exclusive videos on your favorite movies and television. With the Mix 100 podcast series, and it's based on your downloads, you have control on the choices you have to make the list. With Ask Me Anything, you can tell me what you want out of your subscription. I'll customize it, especially for you. The price, an affordable $5 a month, with a 17% savings on a yearly subscription. You control what you listen to with Sci-Fi Talk Plus. Enrollment? No problem. Click on the link in the show notes and get a free trial period too. This is Tony Tolato. Thanks for listening.